Superstition on the air.
Gentlemen, it is our pleasure to offer you another short story in the series designed to disclose the origins of superstition. This time, we invade the nursery and reveal the origin of the terror of children, the boogeyman.
Betty, stop! I'll never get this scarf finished if you keep pulling at it. Now, if you don't stop bothering me, I'll tell the boogeyman to get you when you're in the dark by yourself.
Oh, no, Dorothy. Please don't tell the boogeyman.
Why, Dorothy, you shouldn't frighten your little sister like that.
Auntie Helen, please ask Dorothy not to let the boogeyman get me.
No, no, Betty, dear. There's no such thing as a boogeyman. Don't think about it anymore. Now run along to Grandma's room and visit with her.
All right, Aunt Helen.
Dorothy, dear, I'm surprised at you. You're old enough to know better than to put such a dreadful thought on your little sister's mind. Do you realize that it makes a deep impression on a sensitive child, instilling a fear of the dark that sometimes takes years to eradicate?
But it's the only thing that'll make her stop annoying me, Aunt Helene.
Well, you should try some other means of making her behave. For it was just such a thought as that that frightened a child to death hundreds of years ago and started that belief in the boogeyman.
Why? How is that, Aunt Helene?
Well, it has to do with an incident that took place in a little village in Serbia. Oh, about the latter part of the 9th century, I should think. It was soon after the majority of the people had been converted to Christianity. However, before that, they had believed in their own gods of nature. But when they accepted the supreme god that the Christ had proclaimed, they discarded their old gods, or bogs, as they called them.
Bogs? Why, that's almost like boogie.
Yes. That's what the word boogie is derived from. For as the belief was spread into different countries, the word changed slightly from time to time to boog, boogaboo, boogie, and various other forms.
Why, how interesting, Aunt Helene.
Yes, isn't it? But to go on. Among the people were some who were not converted to the new faith. They continued to believe in the old god of their ancestors, the god of the sun, the bog, as he was called. These people used to meet secretly in the mountains to worship him. They even sacrificed innocent victims to gratify the demands of the bog, hoping to secure his favor and bring good to themselves.
You mean they killed human beings as a sacrifice, Aunt Helene?
That's right, Dorothy. Now it so happened that there had been a storm that had lasted for some days, and the sun had been hidden from view. The worshippers of the bog believed that he was angry with them and demanded a sacrifice. So one night, their leader, whose name was Dushan, called them to meet in their secret place in the mountains so that they might offer up a sacrifice to appease the wrath of their god. And
listen, my people. The mighty wrath of the bog is upon us. For days he has not shown us his face. He is displeased with us. We must make sacrifice or he will forsake us.
Hey, Dushan. What shall we do to appease the powerful bog of the sun?
We must sacrifice one who is innocent and pure, a child of tender years.
Aye, Dushan. And I know of such a child.
Stand forth, Mara. Speak. Tell us where we may find her.
She is Melina, the youngest daughter of Stefan, a devout Christian. The wealthiest man in the village of Kuva, that is at the foot of these mountains.
Ah, the child of Stefan. You hate Stefan, eh, Kara? Ever since he caught you and us honest bargaining with him.
Aye. And I hate him because he's a Christian too, Dushar.
Good, Kara. Then Stefan's child shall be our sacrifice.
Aye, Dushar.
You, Kara, shall go after her, for you know how the interior of the house is arranged. Cloyan and Vukan will assist you.
But Dushar, what if all doth not go well and the Christians should recognize me?
Do not fear, Kara. I have prepared for that. You shall wear the horrible mask of the Bog of Darkness. Then, should anything go amiss, you have only to pretend that you are the Bog himself.
Aye, thou art wise, Dushan. At last I will have my revenge.
Now, this is what you three must do. When you are certain that the child isn't ready to speak, you, Kara, climb through the window into the child's room, seize her, and pass her out the window into the arms of Kaloyan and Vukan. Then secure the girl in this goatskin and hurry back so we can make sacrifice to the Bog at break of day.
Tis well, Dushar.
Take care, Kara, that no suspicion fall upon us. Away then and make haste, for the wrath of the Bog doth grow more great. We must gratify him.
We go, Dushar, to the house of Stefan for our sacrifice.
And may the Bog assist you.
Stefan, my husband.
Yes, Zaga. What is it?
Our little one, Melina, will not go to bed.
It is late. It is long past her bedtime. What is the matter with her?
She is afraid of the dark, Stefan.
Such nonsense. Come, Melina, tell your father and mother why you are afraid of the dark.
When Mara and I were playing in the pasture today, Father, the old woman Melissa stopped us and told us if we did not pray to the Bog, he would send the Bog of Darkness to punish us.
What? That old sorceress Melissa said that? Then it is true what they say in the village, that old Melissa does not believe in the God of the Christ.
Yes, and she said he'd eat us up with his big mouth that covers most of his face if we didn't.
No, no, Milena, my child, you must not believe that.
What old Melissa has told you, my daughter, is not true. Do not think of it anymore. Put it to bed, Draga.
Come, Melina. Say good night to your father and to the rest of the family.
Good night, Father. Good night, all of you.
Good night, Melina.
Good night, little sister.
Good night, Melina.
Oh, how cold it is in this bedroom, Mother dear.
Well, hurry. Let me undress you quickly and tuck you into bed. Then you'll be snug and warm.
How much noise that sky makes, Mother. Oh, I'm afraid. Don't leave me.
We will be close by you, darling. In the room right next to you.
But it will be so dark when you go, and I'm afraid of the ball.
Nonsense, Melina. You have never been like this before. Now stop talking of such a thing. Into bed with you. There. Now let me tuck you in. Now, isn't that nice?
Oh, but I don't want you to leave me, Mother, please. I'm so afraid.
Mother has work to do yet to prepare for the feast tomorrow. Besides, if you just say your prayers, the Supreme God will protect you from any harm. Now kiss me. Be a good girl. And go to sleep.
Oh, I'm so afraid, Mother. The Bog might hurt me.
Hush. Now go to sleep, Melina. Good night, dear.
At last, brothers. The mother has left the room. The child is now in bed. Here's our chance. Help me to get through the window.
But, Kara, it is too soon. Why not wait till the child falls asleep? She may scream if she sees you.
Nay, Kaloyan, we must hurry. Do not fear, for I will be careful. Come, help me.
Very well, Kara. Vukan and I will stand close to the window and seize the child as you pass her out to us. Come, Vukan. Let us lift Kara through the window.
There. There, Kaloyan, he is in. I hope he hurries. If we should get caught by these Christians, it would mean death to us.
Nay, do not fear, Vukan. We have the power of Dubog with us.
What is it, Melina? Stefan! Look! That horrible creature!
Where? Oh, I see it!
saw it then in the flash of lightning near the window. It's a bug of darkness, Draga. Quick, Michael, a light.
Melina! Melina! Child, speak to me! Speak!
Here's the light, Stefan.
The bug is gone. Michael, Nicholas, Venka, hurry. Search the ground to see if you can find any trace of him.
Yay, Stefan!
Melina!
What's the matter, Draga?
Stefan, I cannot rouse Melina. She is dead.
Dead? Alas, then, the bug of darkness has left his mark.
Oh. And so, because of the storm that washed away any trace of the footprints of Kara and his companions, the people believed that it had been the bog of darkness that had been there and killed the child, then vanished into thin air. Whereas in reality, the child had died of fright. So gradually, the belief in the boogeyman was spread about into other countries and has remained even unto this day. Now you see how ridiculous it is to say such a thing, Dorothy.
Ridiculous? But I don't see anything ridiculous in that. After all, the little child died.
Yes, but Dorothy, don't you see? If that old woman had not told Melina that the bog would get her, she wouldn't have been so terrified of the dark. But because that thought possessed her mind so strongly, anything that had come into her room would have affected her in the same way. For she was worked up to such a terrific pitch that the strain was too much for her delicate heart, and she died of fright.
Yes, Aunt Helena, that's true, but I...
Aunt Helene, Mama says I gotta go to bed now, and I don't want to, because I'm afraid of the boogeyman.
That's nonsense, Betty. Now you go up to bed like a good girl.
No, I won't go unless Dorothy comes too.
Well, I'm not coming. I'm going out with Tom this evening.
Well, I'll come with you, Betty.
No, no. I want Dorothy. The boogeyman, and you don't. And she can tell him to leave me alone. I won't go without Dorothy.
Oh, good heavens. You're a perfect nuisance.
You see, Dorothy, now will you ever tell Betty about the boogeyman again, my dear?
I should say not.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, Dorothy probably means what she says and will not tell little Betty about the boogeyman anymore. That is, not until she gets provoked again. Well, au revoir and good luck to you.